You're listening to The Record. I'm Ross Reynolds.
I'm Marcy Silman. We've heard a lot lately about Toronto Mayor Rob Ford. You may remember last week Mr. Ford admitted that he'd smoked crack cocaine in a drunken stupor. He has steadfastly refused to leave office. Today, Mayor Ford's brother Doug, a member of the Toronto City Council, set off some fireworks of his own during a council meeting.
Everyone in this chamber is coming across as holier than thou, lily white. None of you have ever done anything wrong, have you? Ever? Never. Never. The question is, have you ever smoked marijuana?
Meanwhile, in Canada...
Have you ever smoked marijuana?
In Canada's... That went on for a while. In Canada's second largest city, Montreal, a new mayor has to cope with ongoing graft and corruption. What is happening north of our border? Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer with us once again. Hi, Vaughn. And before we move on to corrupt Montreal, what set off Doug Ford today?
The greatest show in Canada at the moment is watching the Toronto City Council Chamber, which is live on TV with interruptions. The public is sitting there. They had to shut down at one point this morning because that tirade you ran from the mayor's brother led the meeting just completely disintegrated, and the chair of the council just adjourned the meeting. They came back. The mayor's brother's tirade, which is on YouTube, may not even make the highlights package by the end of the day, however, because, among other things, we've had a councillor challenge the mayor on the floor of the council chamber and ask him point blank if he's ever, in the last 2 years, purchased illegal drugs.
Wow.
And the mayor said, yes, he has.
What?
He said, yes, I have. So what, basically, right?
Wow.
Council then made a motion, a councillor made a motion asking that the mayor take a leave of absence from his job and seek treatment. I mean, there's a fair amount of suggestion in that this guy has a substance abuse problem. Before they voted on that, the mayor got up and made a motion that everybody in council submit to drug testing.
What?
Yeah. And you can see why this is the greatest show in Canada.
Yes.
This is incredible, right? Somebody said it. Somebody joked on Twitter this morning, I think, or maybe it was yesterday, that they figure at some point the guy playing the mayor will rip off the fat suit and it'll be Sacha Baron Cohen inside, since this thing exceeds the bounds of what one could imagine happening in real life and must be a fictional reality TV show, but it ain't.
And it's still ongoing right now.
It's still going on. So here, let me give you the update. The mayor's motion that councillors submit to drug testing was ruled out of order by the chair of council. The mayor challenged that ruling. The ruling was upheld in a vote, I think, 38-5. So that's probably the mayor and his brother and the last three people on council that are still speaking to him. Council then passed the big motion. This is a motion that has been in the works for a while. It's the first time council has met since the mayor admitted to drug taking. So council passed a motion urging the mayor voluntarily take a leave of absence from the job, seek help for substance abuse, and that would be the end of it. The mayor refused. He's out of council. I think the last I saw, he's out meeting with reporters, telling them that he's not going to leave. These are personal mistakes he's made away from work. It's not as if he was actually huffing crack cocaine in the council chamber, I guess is his position. And you can see there's no amount of excess really does justice to this story. So he's not taking a leave. And there the matter stands as we speak. I'm watching CBC News World at the moment. The mayor climbing into his vehicle and driving away from the council chamber, having spent another day dominating the news cycle here in Canada.
I'm talking with Vaughn Palmer. Now, let's jump over to Montreal, where things cannot possibly be as crazy.
Well, yeah, the new mayor of Montreal, a guy named Denny Coderre, is the city's fourth mayor in a little over a year. We've had two mayors in Montreal. Both had to resign over corruption allegations. And another mayor who's just been an acting mayor. Coderre won the election very narrowly in sort of a four-way race. And I guess you could say he ran on the clean government slate, although a member of his team on council had to resign over corruption allegations during the campaign. Anyway, Kodair is in. He's promising to set a new standard in the city. He offered his comment on Rob Ford the other day, suggesting he should switch to Diet Coke. And the biggest scandal in the city of Montreal at the moment is that the mayor is in trouble for having tweeted a criticism of the city's beloved Montreal Canadiens hockey team. I guess I'll leave it to Americans to speculate what's a greater offense in Canada, a mayor smoking crack cocaine or a mayor daring to criticize the hometown team.
And your national sport. Well, I also understand that Denis Kordair doesn't even have a majority to work with.
No, joking aside, and I wouldn't for a moment make light of the obvious substance abuse problems that the mayor of Toronto has, or even admitting that you bought illegal drugs, what the cops will do with that, I don't know. Situation in the province of Quebec is much more serious. There's an inquiry been going on there for a while now, the Charbonneau inquiry, and it's an inquiry into civic corruption. And what they have found is widespread evidence of kickbacks, contracts being awarded corruptly, crime connections, lack of open public tendering. A bunch of civic officials have had to resign. Some are under investigation. What's going on there is much, much more serious. But, you know, anybody out there who thinks that Canada is just, you know, very, very high on the international index of good behavior hasn't been following the story in this country for the last year or so.
Things are clean in Vancouver, though, right?
Yeah, there's a very funny, I think it's on YouTube as well, there's a very funny video out of Vancouver Mayor Gregor Robertson caught smoking salmon.
Well,
the biggest fuss in the city of Vancouver is over bike lanes, and the city has just installed in the downtown area special disposal bins for cigarette butts in order to help clean up downtown Vancouver. So that's the kind of headlines in Vancouver. And then you got all Canadians riveted to the TV screen watching the council chamber in Toronto.
I'm glad there's something to entertain you. Well, Vaughn, who knows what we'll talk about next week?
Who knows?
Vaughn Palmer is a columnist for the Vancouver Sun, a regular Wednesday guest on The Record here on KUOW. Talk to you next week.
Bye-bye, Marcy.